Best Little Whorehouse in Georgia. This is Sella. How may I service you? You all right over there, darling? You sound a little strangled. Well, of course I knew it was you. You think I answer the phone like that for just anyone? Well, I would hope by this time you'd know better than to ever call me on speaker. You really are flustered, aren't you? I was just playing with you, sweetie. I thought you liked my phone voice. Well, because you comment on it every time you call. All right. What do you have for me? Cases, darling. You had interviews today, didn't you? That's where you're driving back from? I see. So, you've been conducting interviews all day, on cases that aren't mine, and you're on a 3-hour drive home, where you can't possibly be needing information to update other files. It's after 6 where I am. Everyone else has gone home, but you know I work late. Why did you really call me? Oh, honey, you know I love you dearly. But don't ever try to bullshit me like that again. I think you called just to hear my voice. Tell me I'm wrong. That's what I thought. It's been a busy week for you, hasn't it? Did you miss me? Oh, darling, your voice has gone ragged. You need a little something more, don't you? Pull over to the side of the road for me. Safely out of the flow of traffic, but don't put on your hazards. Are you there? Good. Now, I want you to unbuckle your belt, pull down your zipper, and take your cock out. You heard me. I can tell just by listening to you that it's straining against your pants. So take it out. Oh, I know, it's so bad. All the naughty thoughts going through your head right now. It's okay though, darling. I promise I don't mind. At this point, I'd be more offended if there wasn't at least a small part of you that wants to fuck me stupid. Shh. No need to apologize. What's a little idle lust between friends? Good. Now, I want you to give yourself a few slow, gentle strokes. Don't grip too tight, just enough to tease. That's it. Oh, and don't you dare hold back those pretty sounds you're making. I want to hear you. Do you understand? Good boy. Now, I want you to tighten your hold on your cock. Feel how hard you are for me, how your pulse is thundering through your veins. I want you to lick your palm, get it nice and wet, and then you can stroke a little faster, a little harder. Does that feel good, darling? Let me hear you. You sound so good. I bet if I were there, I could bring some other pretty sounds out of you with this dirty mouth of mine. Would you like that? If I took your hard dick into my mouth, swirling my tongue around the head as it's weeping pre-cum, before taking you all the way down my throat to the base? I have an impressive lack of gag reflex, you know. Or maybe you prefer just my voice in your ear, telling you what to do. Are you good at following instructions? Oh, I fucking bet you are. I bet there's not a whole lot you wouldn't do if I told you it would please me. That's how you got here, isn't it? On the side of the road with your dick in your hand, like some horny fucking teenager that just can't help himself. I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty intoxicating knowing that I'm having this effect on you. You know what? Slow down. You heard me. You can slow down or I can hang up. Your choice. That's what I thought. Now, you're allowed to keep touching yourself, but only if you tell me what's going through your mind right now. Oh, don't get shy on me. Confess. It'll be our little secret. I won't breathe a word to anyone. Not even to you, if you don't want me to. But right now, I really need to hear it. Confess, and I'll let you come. Oh, sweetie, are you getting close? I bet you are. So am I. I'm soaking my pretty satin panties just listening to you. Squirming in my chair, just dying for something solid to grind against. You'd fix that for me if you were here, wouldn't you? Fuck. Oh, just the thought gets me right to the edge. Are you gonna come with me, darling? You know you want to. I have to be quiet so I don't scandalize the janitor, but I want you to be as loud as you like. I'll count us down and we can come together, okay? 5. Do you feel better now, sweetie? I figured you would. Take a few minutes to compose yourself and get cleaned up, and then get back on the road. You've got my cases to work tomorrow, and I need you rested and ready to go. Oh, and darling, feel free to call anytime.